The issue some people have with the mixture of politicians and celebrities at this dinner. We spoke with New York Times Magazine correspondent Mark Leibovich last year and asked him about the very same question, what he thought of that whole issue. And he raised the issue of media as celebrity. Here's some of what he had to say.
Well, I think as we found out this weekend, it's all pretty closely aligned. I mean, I think one of the things about Washington that's somewhat unique is that really since All the President's Men, I mean, journalists in D.C. have become more of a celebrity class than in other cities, which is an odd thing. But there's a level of self-congratulation and self-celebration and so forth that can be very somewhat at odds with the mood of the rest of the country and how people view the media and so forth. So it's all very, it's very, very unique to this culture in some ways. But I just do think that many people would think it odd that we now have about two dozen parties to celebrate the efforts of the Washington media over a single weekend at a time when, you know, frankly, a lot of people are not happy with the performance of Washington or the media.
Now, the New York Times does not attend the correspondents' dinner anymore. Why is that?
Well, I think the reasoning is, and Dean Baquet, who was then the Washington bureau chief, and I think this was around 2007, decided that it just felt too cozy. It felt not too festive, but it did not feel like the right message to be sending to our readers to really be, you know, in such a chummy and sort of festive setting with the people we're covering. And I think people, that's obviously a view that some hold, but not everyone. And we don't pass judgment on those who do go. And obviously, when I did used to go and I worked at another newspaper, I got a lot of work done. And so there's a lot of fun to be had. But I think, I mean, that has been the paper's philosophy for a number of years now. And I don't see it changing, at least certainly not this year.